Down the street, they got an offer of $1. The same complaint was made. I ain't a collector, mister. I buy stuff that's got resale value. Who could I sell this to? A Chinaman who don't know medical instruments? Every one of them looks funny. You sure you didn't make these yourself? They didn't take the $1 offer. The girl was baffled and angry. The doctor was baffled too, but triumphant. He had $2. The girl had a half interest in something nobody wanted. But he suddenly marveled. The thing had been all right to cure the kid, hadn't it? Well, he asked her, do you give up? As you see, the kid is practically valueless. She was thinking hard. Don't fly off the handle, Doc. I don't get this, but something's going on all right. Would these guys know good stuff if they saw it? They would. They make a living from it. Wherever this kid came from, she seized on that, with a devilish faculty she seemed to have of eliciting answers without asking questions.
I thought so. You don't know either, huh? Well, maybe I can find out for you. Come on in here. I ain't letting go of that thing. There's money in it some way. I don't know how. There's money in it.
He followed her into a cafeteria to an almost empty corner. She was oblivious to stares and snickers from the other customers as she opened the little black bag. It almost covered a cafeteria table and ferreted through it. She picked out a retractor from a loop, scrutinized it, contemptuously threw it down, picked out a speculum, threw it down, picked out the lower half of an OB forceps, turned it over, close to her sharp young eyes, and saw what the doctor's dim old ones could not have seen. All old Doc Full knew was that she was peering at the neck of the forceps, and then turned white. Very carefully, she placed half of the forceps back in its loop of cloth and then replaced the retractor and the speculum. Well, he asked, what did you see? Made in USA, she quoted hoarsely. Patent applied for July 2450.